I believe you will continue to see him allow, and I dare say, help the extermination of Christians and Yazidis and other persecuted minorities in the Mideast. While at the same time he decries purported racism and injustice against quote-unquote minorities here in the United States. I believe you will see him hasten the flow of the release of funds and the relaxing of sanctions against Iran. Iran may well have all $150 billion in the form of sanctions and cash by the time he leaves office. And I think a large part of that is Valerie Jarrett's, a Muslim and Iranian-born in Tehran, and his closest advisor, of her influence. In Cuba, he will attempt not only to close Gitmo, he will attempt to give the Guantanamo base, to cancel that lease, and to give that base back to Cuba. And Cuba, who obviously has no navy, will give that base to Russia, or maybe China, both of whom are establishing naval bases in Venezuela. Because, as Mr. Kerry warned more than a year ago and I reported to you, the Monroe Doctrine, i.e. the defense of the northern and southern hemispheres by the United States, the doctrine sent by President Monroe hundreds of years ago, which has kept us safe, we will not allow a foreign enemy into these hemispheres. We will not give him a base to strike the United States. It was the predicate of the stand down of Russia in the Cuban Missile Crisis in the early 1960s by President John F. Kennedy. It has been abandoned by this administration. And I predict over the next 14 months, many countries who are our enemies, Iran, who I reported last week is sending a naval fleet into the Atlantic and already has close ties with Venezuela, Russia and China will avail themselves of this American abandonment of the Monroe Doctrine, putting their missiles, their ships, their planes ever closer to American shores. Less warning time, less defense. And of course, Guantanamo Bay, folks, is 90 miles from the Florida coast. You can't get any closer than that. A missile can fly those 90 miles in seconds, not minutes. I predict he will try and increase the amount of Middle Eastern, quote-unquote, refugees, throngs of young men between 18 and 22 years old, into the United States and elsewhere in the world, where they can spread their Muslim beliefs, build their beehive centers, also known as mosques, and create chaos, including mass killings with guns that he and the left will use to advocate for and or pass executive orders pertaining to gun control. I know some of you are shaking your head. This sounds far-fetched. Do not underestimate the intelligence of our enemies. And I don't mean the Russians. And I don't mean the Islamic jihadists over there in the Mideast. They're plenty potent, too. I'm talking about the enemies right here in the deep state. The enemies in the West Wing. The enemies in Congress. Do not underestimate their intelligence. Do not pretend to yourselves that their agenda is not dark. and do not persuade yourselves that they will not do and or not do, as the case may be, anything and everything without exception to achieve that long-term agenda. And any time they can grab an armful, they will. And any time they have to take a baby step, they will. But the march is relentless. The Congress recently, incredibly, unbelievably, approved a 2-year budget deal. There are virtually no restraints on Obama's discretionary spending, which means that debt will rise at a faster pace than in the past. Once again, the Cloward and Piven theory, I've talked about it many times. You don't have to have guns to take down capitalist societies. You simply overburden them with financial entitlement. That is the essence of the Cloward and Piven theory. Two Columbia University professors. Gee, where did Barack Obama go to school? Oh, yeah, right, Columbia. Who stood behind Bill Clinton when he signed the Moto Voto Act. It's right there in the paper, New York Times. Look it up. Google it up. Those two guys behind Clinton are Cloward and Piven. So every boondoggle that he gets us in over the next 14 months, which diminishes our power, punishes us for being the nasty colonialists that we are, in some way, from his point of view, achieves social justice through the redistribution of wealth, otherwise known as reparations, on a racial basis, and spends money, which puts this country deeper in a hole, he thinks is good. Good for his agenda. And his agenda is what's bad for America. Understand that basic precept, or you cannot grasp what I'm trying to share with you and what I try and share with you and have shared with you over particularly the last 2 or 3 years. Think outside the box, folks. These are not normal times. We are not dealing with the normal thieves and bullies as described by Bill Bonner in his follow-up to Deep State. We're dealing with a whole new breed of cat. And they will stop at nothing. The security of the American people is irrelevant to them. And because of this, I predict that there will be some type of major terror event in the United States. And I'm not talking about a lone Islamic extremist, jihadist, whether instructed by foreign jihadists or not, but influenced by them through social media and other means. I'm not talking about one of them running around a mall with a gun, probably in a gun-free zone, because that's what those folks choose. I'm talking about a much more substantial and significant terror event. I predict that it's possible, and boy, I really hope I'm wrong on this one, that you could see the unholy alliance of the left and Islamic Jihad, which I've talked about in my shows. Go back into the archives and you'll find them. Weakening America's defenses, and Russia and China and Venezuela and North Korea and Iran, singularly, i.e. on their own, or together in some format, because that is the alliance that is shaping up. Try and exploit those with a real-life attack. And we've had precursors of that. And I've reported on all this over the last 6 months. Tupolev armed with nuclear weapons. Tupolev bombers flying just several miles off the California coast almost every day. Incursions into United States territorial waters up by Alaska, by Russia and China. China's South Sea escapades. You know, basically building islands from scratch, creating a military base, and declaring 12 miles all around the island territorial waters. The 12 miles, of course, includes lots of oil. Remember the cancellation of the Keystone Pipeline here in the United States. And as a sidelight, do you know where all that oil from the oil sands of Canada is now going to go? It's going to go into the pipeline that's already built to Vancouver. And do you know where it's going to go from there? On ships to China. I guess they're going to enlarge that pipeline now that this pipeline is dead. And of course, the press has given Hillary a pass on what she thinks about it. It's remarkable. I think that you're going to see a heightening, a further kindling, a stoking of the flames of racial unrest. I think this has been foreshadowed by Obama coming out in favor of Black Lives Matter. And I'm not going to get into the whole, my producer's nodding at me. No, I'm not going to get into the whole discussion of Black Lives Matter and all that stuff. That's a whole show in itself. I mean, that is current American sociology. You can't handle it in a minute or two. But the fact that this radical group, who just disrupts political campaigns, who has been caught in camera, and the defense, of course, is, oh, it's just some of us. Except that none of the rest of you denounce it, has been caught on camera on numerous occasions calling for death to cops, pigs in a blanket, you name it. That group is supported outright by the President of the United States and the progressive, i.e. Democrat Party, tells me much about what will be happening racially over the next 14 months. And of course, there's a political end to that too. Because the more riled up you get people over false race nonsense, the more likely they are to go to the polls. So everything has a political component. Because without the political component, these people, the thieves and bullies, can't stay in power and continue to perpetrate their frauds, traitorous activities, egocentric lining of their own pockets, and increase of their own power at our expense. I predict that Barack Obama is going to sign several international treaties, probably beginning in Paris in the coming week, on climate change, which, in addition to his nicks of the Keystone Project, will further hamstring America's energy industry and thereby detrimentally affect America's economy, the price you pay for fuel at the pump, and America's energy independence, because we don't want our nasty colonial power independent. We don't want to get out of paying our fair share to all those underprivileged countries for their oil resources. You know, international wealth redistribution, just as we have domestic wealth redistribution. I predict that you will see Obama empower the UN even more. And you will see the UN attempt to use this empowerment, this pat on the back by Obama and minions to get further entrenched in and interfere with everyday American life. This could even take the form in the next 14 months of some type of UN police force or quasi-police force in American cities to help control, quote unquote, the racial unrest, which Obama himself, along with his minions, is inciting. Do you kind of see how this all works? Nothing is done without an end result in mind, folks. Nothing. Zero. And at the same time, you will see heightened calls for gun control by the strident, what is now a clear minority of the country that wants it. And I think you will see executive orders out of Obama. Perhaps trying to circumvent the Second Amendment as they've tried to do by background checks on ammunition, by banning private sales of weapons. Totally unconstitutional on many levels. By even trying to create liability on the part of weapons manufacturers for the acts that people using those weapons manufactured perpetrate. That, of course, would shut down gun manufacturing. And if guns aren't being manufactured, you can't buy them. What a clever way around the Second Amendment. I believe you will see Hillary not exonerated, but not prosecuted. You'll have some lame, putsy statement from the Justice Department, despite what I believe will be a referral for criminal action by the FBI, saying there's not enough evidence and da-da-da, you know, the usual foggy bottom smokescreen of the thieves and bullies in the deep state. I believe Barack Obama will try and increase, he will double down on his amnesty for illegal aliens. He will continue to block border control and ICE enforcement of immigration laws. He will make sure in this budget deal with its huge discretionary pool that he has at his complete disposal for the next 14 months, to fund left-leaning activities, sanctuary cities, anti-immigration control outfits, policies, and NGOs. And I really believe, we won't know till we get closer to the election, that he will make a push either overtly, i.e. through the White House, or covertly, i.e. by pulling the strings of his puppets at the state level, in such states as California, a push for legal identification of, not just green cards, legal identification of illegal aliens and enforcement of their quote-unquote constitutional rights, including voting in the next election. Now, there's been whispers and swirls of this for several years. I believe he will try and get some of it done, if not all of it, before he leaves office 14 months from now. I believe that in the next 14 months, unless Congress controls it, and I haven't seen them control anything, that his new retirement savings account, it's called MIRAs. I talked about this about a year ago. A MIRA is where you put money in a fund that buys government bonds so that the government has more money to waste because tax revenues are not enough, you know. I believe that you will see some attempt before he leaves office to limit the tax deductibility of IRAs and 401s and to increase the supposed attractiveness of MIRAs by shifting some of that tax deductibility to this new form of retirement account, which can invest only in government bonds. and which gets, by the way, in return, what's called GICs, government-insured certificates. In other words, I think you will see the beginnings. I don't think you can get it all done in 14 months. You'll see the beginnings of a huge shift, of a huge grab for the $18 trillion in retirement accounts in the United States. $18 trillion is a lot of money to a money-hungry government. They need lots of money to give away to buy votes, folks. Mark my words, you will see this emerge. The MIRAs literally came out over the last 30 days. They've been talked about for the last year plus. And now with that vehicle in place, the push is on. The push will be on to make people behave in the way government wants, i.e., no more 401s, no more IRAs, everything goes into MIRAs, and MIRAs must invest in government securities. Mark my words. And the last thing I guess I'm going to project, there's other things he's going to do, but as always, I don't know how this happens. I plan to keep these shows like within the time limits, and I go off. The topics are so fascinating, the twists and turns so intriguing, and the treachery so breathtaking that I suppose I get carried away. So we're at 56 minutes. I have a minute to wrap up. The last thing I think you'll see is I think you will see a continued assault by Obama on the prison system. I think you will see more people let off for violent crimes, more people released who have committed violent crimes, more lies concocted to cover these releases. And once again, releasing these criminals in society creates murder and mayhem, which creates unrest, which creates a call for security, which creates government control, and which bolsters the left's obsession with gun control, since the 150 million armed Americans are the only thing that really stands in the way of where the left really wants to take us and the rest of the world. It's all tied in. What a complicated web we spin. Some things for you to think about. And you know, 14 months from now, I'll be right, I'll be wrong, I'll be partially right, and I'll be really honest with you. I hope I'm dead wrong. Unfortunately, I don't think I will be. This is Reed Lance Rosenthal on the Right Side Radio. You have a great week. Back at you next.